BBC Radio 1 at Rockness.
We're walking now. I think we found Nessie. Wait, no, that's Bigfoot.
Okay, so it's Ali McRae from BBC introducing in Scotland, Portland, for the Essential Mix on Radio 1. And I'm joined by Skrillex. How's it going, man?
It's going great, man. How are you?
You've just finished your set a little while ago. Do you want to tell us about the set at Rockness?
It was awesome. Well, I was the opener on the stage, and I was a bit worried because, you know, when I walked up there to get everything set up, you know, a little bit before I played, there was really empty, and I think they just opened the doors, and then a second before I even, you know, started to play, there was just this avalanche of people running down the hillside, and I was like, oh my god, this is like some Braveheart.
With their tops off, screaming, no?
Yeah, it was awesome. So it was a really great set.
I caught the very end of it, and the kids were going mental down the front. Mental, as we say here.
Yeah, it was good.
So yeah, is this your first time in Scotland? Is this your first time this far north?
I've been to Scotland before. Been to Glasgow, but haven't been to, you know, Loch Ness in a place like this before.
I saw your man go on stage to big you up just at the end, and he was talking about midges as well.
Midges and what is it called? Smith. Clegs and midges.
You experienced them yet? No.
I think I got a cleg and midges a couple. I don't know. I've been like slapping them around because they're a bit.
They're
feisty.
Vicious.
They're gnarly, but it's all part of the festival experience, you know.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the sort of differences between American and the UK dubstep. Obviously, where dubstep kind of started.
Right.
How do you see it in America? What are you feeling the differences are?
I guess for the fact that it didn't come from where I come from, it sort of had different influences, people discovering it on their own.
What sparked your love of it?
To be honest, man, like the first album I ever bought, I wouldn't even really consider it dubstep, but it was the Archangel Burial. And I just loved the tempo and the type of music and the bass. And I also listened to, like, you know, everything from electro to drum and bass and rock anyway. Yeah, so I just started producing whatever, yeah.
Yeah, and what sort of names are you noticing from the UK? Is there anyone you want to see today that are at Rockness?
To be honest, I don't even know who the full lineup who's playing. All I know DJ Shadow's playing,
yeah. There's a guy from Dundee called Edo. Amazing, but bass heavy. You should come see him.
Okay, Edo.
Yeah, he's a big man.
All right. You going to go to Edo?
Yeah, totally.
All right, let's go. I promise. It's on the radio. I won't lie.
There you go. You can't go back on it now.
I got heck of witnesses around me right now. I got to go.
After we've gone a walk in the woods, of course.
Yeah, then we do a woods walk for sure.
So let's talk about a new EP that's just come out. 7th of June, it came out in Beatport.
Yeah.
Let's tell us about that.
Yeah, it's just like, actually, it was supposed to come out a lot earlier than it did. Like, we had some problems getting it out, but then within that time I had some new tracks I made, so I threw those on as well. And it's a pretty cool EP with some really different remixes from guys like Phonat and Cascade, Juggernaut, Dirty Phonics. So it's a cool EP, man.
Excellent. And then the album's en route.
Yeah, it's en route, man.
So going good.
Yeah, absolutely. Got a lot of cool new music that I'm working on airplanes and hotels, you know, like normal.
Okay, so with the set you've just played, what kind of direction did you take the crowd in? What was in there, man?
Man, like everything from, you know, little Michael Jackson and Ludacris to Dr. B, and of course some Skrillex tunes and hip hop and some dancehall influenced stuff that I've been making and whatever, man. Like,
what one track made everyone go off?
I'm really happy about how Roughneck Full Flex is going off right now, man. You know, people are knowing the words and you know, and the build up. So it's pretty cool.
They were singing along.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And of course, Cinema always. People love that song. So,
to a UK audience or a US audience, do you change your style up? Or you?
Not really at all, man. I'm just kind of playing what, you know, I want to play, and it just depends who's going on after me. Sometimes I'm conscious of who's playing. Of course, I'm not going to play any Nero tracks after me, but knowing that Nero's playing after me, I played with those dudes, I mean, so many times over in the US. So it kind of inspires me to change up certain things that I know that he'll play, you know what I mean? So, but no, I usually play whatever I'm going to play regardless.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, thoroughly enjoyed. Brilliant to meet you, man.
Yeah, great to meet you. Let's
go for a walk in the woods.
On the woods walk. We're going to find Nessie. Nessie.
Yes.
BBC Radio 1 at Rockness.
Rockness just throws you right into the heavy stuff instantly, because I went to Skrillex and it just drowned me in dubstep, and I was like, oh!
The Essential Mix with Skrillex.
watch mic, I see them as talk. And they wanna talk big, but when they got to bigger than birds, they can't splatter. So I tell them, relax yourself, go home, go home, and stop being a cattle. Many guys wanna paw, many guys are gonna take this thing for. Many guys are gonna be some big stuff. Soon enough, them and the bouncer, yes, paw. So there's no need for chatter, no need for anything cheap, but that's that. Anybody taking a thing for your smack up, back up, and my knees just rap, rap, rap.
Plus if I had a clutch on a magnum. Another point in my game, and I'm the god figure pouring the rain. I'm a robot, too much of a force to contain. When I'm forged through a page, full of force off the brain. By any means, I put a pure script to shame. What I depict on scripts, too much for the man there. And I keep calm with more shit to spray when I'm letting off since I had a clutch on the back. See you making that D in the fashion. Most of these MCs are straight gassing. Yeah, they get me on a dare shake. And I sound like the guys I'm drinking from Madrid. Bagging up when I'm racking it. Wait a minute, I'm sick with the lyrics. See, best be backing up. Sick with the lyrics. See, best be backing up. Sick with the lyrics. See, best be backing up. Sick with the lyrics. See, best be backing up. Sick with the lyrics. See, best be backing up.
Essential.
It's got a great natural kind of Mother Earth kind of vibe, but also there's some great, really commercial, great big bands playing, and I think it brings the two together perfectly.
BBC Radio 1 at Rockness. The Essential Mix.
This is Skrillex on BBC Radio 1. You can catch this set again and watch Rockness highlights and get a full track listing and leave us your comments on the dance blog at bbc.co.uk/radio1. We continue, hang on, with Skrillex.
Blinded by the stars in her eyes, running away from her life, searching for a way to paradise.
Yeah.
power.
See Skrillex, it's a very in-your-face experience.
BBC Radio 1 at Rockness.
The Essential Mix with Skrillex.
Essential Mix.
Rockness.
This mix does contain some strong language and adult themes, so if you think you might be offended, then please turn us off.
Are you ready for the rough meat, miss?
being here tonight with me, man.
Let it go. Essential.
Skrillex's set was ridiculously, unbelievably, fantastically, amazingly perfect.
BBC Radio 1 at Rockness.
The Essential Mix.
With Skrillex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Essential.
Essential Mix. Many thanks to Skrillex. I need to go into a dark corner and calm down. Also, many thanks to Fake Blood, Simeon Mobile Disco, DJ Shadow, and the people of Rockness for making us so welcome. You can catch all of tonight's sets again and watch Rockness highlights. Read up on the set list and leave your thoughts on the dance blog at BBC Radio 1's website. Next week, we've got more live music from Scuba and Red Light at Sonar in Barcelona. I'm jealous already. That's at the regular time of 3 a.m. Mr. Rob DeBank.